Rebuilding trust, that's the focus of the United Auto Workers Union leadership in the face of the widening federal corruption probe. On Wednesday, acting UAW President Roy Gamble unveiled a series of reforms in an effort to earn back the trust, especially among rank-and-file members. To get a sense of just how much work the union's leadership has ahead of it, we're joined now by two UAW members. Nicole Henning works at GM's Lansing Delta Township Assembly Plant. She is a member of UAW Local 602. Willie Holmes is president of UAW Local 167 in West Michigan, where he works at GM's Parts Plant in Wyoming. Both of you, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
So as you've both watched headline after headline coming out about this federal corruption probe, and you're reading about leaders indicted and accused of embezzling member dues, your dues, and splashing out for rounds of golf and private villas and expensive cigars, how do you feel about those leaders, Nicole?
It's disappointing. We elect leaders in positions to represent our UAW as a whole. And they're put in those positions to do what they think is best for our UAW as a whole. So when they do things that jeopardize our image or jeopardize the trust of our members, it's really disappointing.
How have you been feeling, Willie?
It's very, very disappointing, and it's very disheartening to, like you said, read one headline after the other, and they're going down the list. And, of course, myself being a president, I'm a little bit closer to the top. So I'm at these, you know, meetings and whatnot of the upper echelon at times. And you sit there and you wonder to yourself, now these guys are leading us and they're leading this membership. But at the same time, they're taking liberties with our dues. And a lot of people feel like that we've just been like snowed or been taken advantage of. So it makes it very hard for a lot of UAW members to like feel confident about the union at the moment.
And that's what I wondered. Certainly, you see the names that have been in the stories. And I'm wondering if that uncertainty and disappointment translates into your union. I mean, have these indictments of these top leaders, has it shaken your faith in your union, Willie?
It hasn't shaken my faith, but I'll tell you an interesting little story here. Now, we just ended this 40-day strike. And in my membership at my plant, I had a member who absolutely refused to join the union. And I would always ask him why. And you know, he had his theories and his beliefs and whatnot. And to me, they all kind of like conspiracy theories, whatever. But, you know, he was a UAW family. His parents worked there as well. But he refused to join the union. He said, I won't join the union until they clean it up. Well, when Jim announced the strike, this member, who almost knocked me over when he walked in the union hall and said, okay, now I'm ready to join back up in the union. I said, why? It's because finally we're getting our just dues as members because they're cleaning house. So when he said that to me, I sat there and I thought, you know, he's actually right. And I just wondered to myself, how many other members throughout the UAW feel the same way?
And certainly when I spoke with your new acting president, Roy Gamble, he was very clear when we talked last week that he is ready to implement reform steps. Are you prepared to give Rory Gamble your trust, Nicole, as he steps in to clean house?
I think I am. It's one of those situations where you can't let one person ruin it for everybody. There's always going to be, unfortunately, in a lot of situations, there's one person that can take advantage of things if they have the opportunity. So the fact that International is publicly said that we do have a problem and that this is something that we need to fix is a good step in the right direction, because the first step is acknowledging that you have a problem. So for him to come in and say, this is what's going on and these are steps we're going to take, and a lot of the steps that they're trying to implement will create a lot more transparency for our members. There won't be so many walls as to what's going on, which is what a lot of people have concerns about too, because a lot of people are like, we don't necessarily know where our money's going. We don't know what they're doing. So I think to build members' trust again, they have to implement what they need to do to show that they're willing to change.
Willie Holmes, you're president of Local 167. How can local leaders provide a different narrative, something that can offset the kinds of activities that we're hearing about at the upper levels that triggered this corruption probe?
Well, the cause is, like I said, as being a president, I get to go to Detroit, and I'm privy to these meetings and whatnot. Well, now, when you're president, your membership relies on you as president and your bargaining chair to represent you, represent them, and the local. So when we go to Detroit, I'm not going for myself. I'm going for the 800-some-odd employees that I have here at the GMCH plant that put their trust in me to, you know, bring them back the facts, whatever they may be. So now that we have this corruption going on, every time we go to Detroit and I come back, these members are unbelievably engaged. And they really, really want to know, what did we learn? What did we find out? What were we told? And you asked the question about, you know, has the trust been earned? And right now, if you ask members of my unit, the answer will probably be no. Because, like I said, the headlines, and I don't know if the people say, you know, don't believe everything you read, but when you kind of got the inside track and then you know that the headline is relatively close to being the truth, they wonder, what are we doing? I mean, the strike was a, you know, a testimony to the membership, because it was the membership that decided this strike. It wasn't the leadership for once. It was actually the membership that decided this strike. So as president at that point, I was proud to be president, because I thought to myself, well, now these members will really truly understand what it means to be engaged with your union, not only from a local standpoint, but from an international level as well.
Nicole, for the public, people outside of the world of the United Auto Workers Union, and they see stories of the corruption probe and one leader after another being scooped up in this. What story is not being told about the union? What do you want people to understand about your union?
I want people to understand that our union isn't just the people at the top. It's not just the people that we elect to represent us. Our union is all of us. Every member that pays union dues, every person that stands up and volunteers in the community. I mean, if we let just one person or a few people in their actions speak for the entire membership, it's going to give us a very bad image. And unfortunately, it's in the public right now, we don't have the greatest image, especially with this going on. So it's important for our members to talk to these people that hear these things in the media, because sometimes they're not always true. You know, especially like during the strike, I had a lot of conversations with people that heard about things in the media that were untrue or it didn't tell the whole story. So it's important for our members to explain to people that this is happening and this is something that we're dealing with as a unit, but we can't just let those few things take out everything good that the UAW does.
Willie Holmes, how worried are you about a federal takeover of your union?
Extreme concern that the government got involved in our union, because like she just said, our union isn't just the people at the top. Our union are the members, the people that come in here every day and push these buttons and make these parts and assemble these cars. We're the actual union. All the things that we do, all our good works throughout the community, that is what our union is all about. The corruption at the top, just like any big corporation or anything else, there's always corruption somewhere. The only thing I'm glad about is the fact that it's finally being cleaned up. And I think that once we get it cleaned up and the general public realizes who we are and what we stand for, you know, we'll probably have more support. Because even during the strikes, I mean, we actually got heckled by people. I found that very disheartening. And then, of course, you about myself being a president and on the local news, people would see my face. So then I'd be out in the grocery store at the gym and somebody go, oh, what are you guys going on strike for? You already make all this money. It's not about the money. It's about the people. So if the federal government gets involved, I myself would be very, very leery.
Willie Holmes, president of UAW Local 167 in West Michigan, and Nicole Henning, who is with UAW Local 602 in the Lansing area. Thanks for talking with us on Stateside.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.